السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته sisters. To continue with تفسير سورة الحديد. Today inshallah start with verse number 21. So verse 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling us about the reality of this dunya and how fake it is and how that definitely any pleasure in this dunya or any playing or any money, whatever, definitely it will end. Either it will leave us or we are going to leave it. Then verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض وعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء الله ذو الفضل العظيم. سابقوا, race, hurry. To what? What should we hurry to? What should we race to? To be eager. إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. So we race to attain the forgiveness of Allah. مغفرة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Forgiveness of Allah. طب how can we attain the forgiveness of Allah? Allah told us the means. The first thing is to repent from anything wrong we did. Ask Allah to forgive me. Asking Allah to forgive me. Repenting and asking forgiveness. طيب, what else? Fasting Ramadan. Fasting Ramadan is a reason to forgive, that Allah will forgive all what proceeded from our sins. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. طيب, saying سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times is a reason that Allah will forgive us. So from جمعة to جمعة, from رمضان to رمضان, from we have many means to attain the forgiveness of Allah. So we need to ask forgiveness, we need to repent, and all the good deeds we are doing are a reason for the forgiveness of Allah. طب, what about the Jannah? So we need to attain the forgiveness of Allah and the Jannah. What are the means to the Jannah? The Jannah there are also means for the Jannah. First mean, Tawheed. First mean is Tawheed. SubhanAllah, this is the best act we can do, is never to associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart should not cling to anyone except or anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following the Prophet, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Jannah has, there are means for this. Allah made means for this Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his mercy, Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they showed us each and every way which leads to Jannah. Seeking knowledge is a reason for the Jannah. Any time you are searching for a lecture, listening a lecture about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Allah, opening a book, studying this book. So any seeking knowledge, it is a mean for the Jannah. So this should be our aim, our priority. And we should look at the good deeds as an opportunity. It's a chance. Helping someone, feeding someone, teaching someone, forgiving someone. And again, from the means of forgiveness is to forgive the slaves of Allah. Forgiving the slaves of Allah is a reason for Allah to forgive you. So the Jannah, it has a very clear way to attain Jannah. We do know each and every way to attain the Jannah. It was clearly explained to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As wives, the husbands are ameen, an adore to the Jannah. To obey our husbands and to be good wives and to fulfill our responsibilities, it is a mean for the Jannah. So Allah is saying, سارعوا, race, hurry to attain this Jannah. But what about the description of the Jannah? Allah is saying this Jannah, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So the width, the Jannah is wide, the width of the Jannah is as wide as the earth and the heaven. No one can imagine how big it is. Again, if you compare this earth to the first heaven, it's nothing. All this earth compared to the first heaven, which is the smallest one, as if you throw a ring in a desert. Top the first heaven to the second heaven, top second heaven to, until we reach the Kursi. So the Jannah, it is, يعني, subhanallah, it's too big, very big. And the, as Sheikh al-Ma'tamin is saying, the least one of people of Jannah will walk in his, what we say, mulk, in his property. He will look to his properties, يعني ينظر إلى ملكه, the distance of 2,000 years. And he has to walk 2,000 years to be able to look after his entire property. Subhanallah, يعني. So it is something which we need to be eager to attain, to be eager to take by each and every opportunity. ذلك فضل الله أعدت. طب أعدت means it is prepared, it is already prepared. أعدت to whom, from to, يعني to whom Allah سبحانه وتعالى prepared this Jannah. So أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله, for those who believed in Allah and His messengers. Believing in Allah, all the pillars of Iman, with all the details of the pillars, believing all the details of pillars of Iman, the names and attributes of Allah, and the legislation of Allah, and the hereafter, and the decree of Allah, Qadr, everything, and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to believe in all the messengers without any exception. But as for our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we believe in him in details, and we are commanded to follow him and follow his way and follow his sunnah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. طيب, this is fadl and bounty from Allah. Bounty from Allah. Fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this bounty? What is this provision? This very special provision. The first one is to guide us to believe in Allah and to believe in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to guide our hearts. طيب, this bounty, Allah gives it to whoever he wills. يؤتيه من يشاء, according to the will of Allah. Whenever you find من يشاء, the will of Allah, always, always be certain that the will of Allah is according to the wisdom of Allah. It is a will based on wisdom. It's not just willing just like this without any reason. No, there is a wisdom behind it. So Allah will not guide any heart. Allah will not make anyone accept Islam and follow the way of the prophets. And no, not anyone deserves this guidance. So Sheikh al-Nu'athimin is saying, fix your heart, فأصلح قلبك, between yourself and your Lord. Let's purify our hearts. Let's purify our hearts from everything which Allah, we get rid from everything which displeases Allah. So when Allah looks at my heart, Allah will find that my heart is loving, it's upon tawheed, it is upon glorifying Allah, wishing the good for Muslims, loving the Muslims and loving the companions, and hating the shirk and people of shirk. No envy, no arrogance, self-amazement. So he said, if you purify your heart for the sake of Allah, knowing that Allah is the only one who can see what is in your heart, then, subhanallah, you will find a lot of khair. You will find a lot of khair. Meaning, we need Allah to guide us to understand and to know what He loves and the way of the Prophet. And we need Allah to make us love this way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Loving the acts of obedience, hating the sins, and hating the disobedience, the acts of disobedience. So we have to start by taking a step, repenting from anything bad we are doing, focusing on our rectifying our hearts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely a lot of khair will come our way. So Allah, Dhul Fadl al-Azim, the bounty and the provision of Allah is, يعني, subhanAllah, so it is the great bounty and great provisions from Allah and great guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 22, مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. No calamity, hardship or calamity befalls the earth or your own selves, but it is already written in the preserved book before it was created, before the creation. Verily, this is easy for Allah. Yes, here, it's nothing easy. So what is the calamity which can befall upon the earth, like drought, like war, any calamity is falling on the earth. وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Calamity is falling in our own selves, like what? Like, for example, illness, any hardship. طيب, everything befalling upon us, every hardship, every calamity, it is already written in the preserved tablet before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this creation. Inna ذَلِكَ Allah يَسِيرٌ So writing everything since the creation, the start of the creation until the day of resurrection for Allah, this is extremely easy. This is yasir, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would resurrect all the creation in one word, in one second, on the day of resurrection. Everyone will be resurrected in one second. So imagine this is happening with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything is easy for Allah. Yani for Allah, everything is easy. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this? So Allah is saying, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ So Allah is telling us this in order not to regret or to feel sorrow for what we missed or anything happened to us in the past. Don't say, if I wouldn't have done so, then this will happen. Or if I did so, if this person did not do this to me, if I was not married to this person, if my father, subhanAllah, don't do this. Nothing could have changed. What is written will happen according, subhanAllah, to what is written. So don't feel sorry, don't feel regret, don't feel pain for anything which has passed. طيب, وكان فيه pain for a sin, yes, for falling into a sin, yes, saying, ah, how did I fall into this sin? How did I disobey Allah in this? Yes, this is okay, and we forgive. But we don't feel sorry for hardship, for losing money, for making, for example, what you say, any business, and we lost in this business, marrying this man. If I would have chosen the other man, and why did I choose this man? So it will happen. It is written that you are going to marry this man, then you'll marry him. You will have these children, you will have them. So this makes us accept the decree of Allah with open heart, with submission to Allah's, and as long as we are saying Alhamdulillah and we are accepting whatever Allah decreed, then we will be content. Because actually the word if, it does open the work of shaitan, and it does make us extremely unhappy. طيب. ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم. So you're not, you don't feel sorrow for what you missed or what have passed. And at the same time, that you should not exult over what he gives you. Exult, to be this blameworthy happiness. The happiness of feeling proud, arrogant, happiness, oh, how clever I am, relating the bounty to myself and my cleverness. So this is farah al-batar, farah of not relating the bounty to Allah and feeling proud about it. This is what is prohibited. So yes, we are allowed to be happy, definitely, with the bounties of Allah, but without this blameworthy way of being proud and arrogant and relating it to ourselves. والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love anyone who is conceited. المختال is the one who shows off in his walk, in his way he dresses, showing off with physical, يعني with his style of walking, style of talking, style, physical showing off. This is مختال. He walk in a certain way, he speaks in a certain way, he dresses in a certain way. فخور is to show off by telling, I bought this for 100,000. I did this. Sometimes they boast for an act of worship they did, boasting over people. So Allah does not love this type of people. And actually, subhanAllah, you find that no one loves this type of people. And then Allah says, this is another sentence, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Those who are stingy. And not only this, they are stinging themselves, and they exhort people, or they convince people to be stingy, to stingness. Don't give him, this is too much. Why are you giving her all this money? Why are you helping her? Why are you giving your wife all this? Why are you helping your mother? This is how they try to convince people to be stingy. When being stingy is haram, is sinful, it is sinful when a person is not paying what he is due to pay. Here it becomes stingy. Yeah, for example, a man, he has to provide his wife with all the with all her needs, basic needs. And for example, the food, he should buy her food according to his wealth. Yani if he has money, then yes, get her good food. And if someone is not paying what he should pay, here this is sinful. Staying here, bakhil, and this is sinful. Like he will not help his mother. His mother has no, doesn't have enough income. So he's responsible to help his mother. So he say, no, I'm just able to provide for my family, so I'm not able to help her. This is sinful. So they can be sinful by not paying what they have to pay regarding money, stingy. And some people, they are stingy that he is not willing to, he knows, for example, knowledge, someone is asking him for knowledge, for a fatwa or knowledge, and he knows the answer, yet he doesn't like to give it to anyone, doesn't like to teach anyone or to give the answer to anyone. So he's stingy with his knowledge. Some people, and also the stingy, like Sheikh Al-Muhtamin is saying, if I hear the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I don't say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this is sort of stinginess. I'm stingy not to say Alayhi Salatu Wasalam or Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So some, you find many, many different types of being stingy in the emotions, in the in knowledge, in money. طيب. So those who are stingy and they call people to be stingy, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. طب what if people will not give what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to give? And those who turn away from the obedience of Allah, they are not willing to obey Allah. So Allah is, فإن الله هو الغني والحميد. Allah does not need these people. Allah does not need us. غني, the all-sufficient, the all-rich, حميد, the praiseworthy, the all-praised. So Allah is the all-rich, not needing anyone. We need Allah and we need the reward of Allah. So by not paying the zakah or not paying charity or not paying for your mother or you are only harming yourself. As for Allah, so then no one can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is in no need of all this. And Allah is capable of giving everyone whatever he wants, but it's just testing. It is the wisdom of testing us with each other. Testing the husband with his wife and testing him with his mother and testing the rich with the poor and the poor with the rich. So Allah is the Ghani Al-Hamid. Okay, so we stop here inshallah and to continue bi-iznillah maybe tomorrow inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.